stand up. You're all from everlasting to everlasting. Stand up and let the Lord your God from everlasting to everlasting. And blessed be your glorious name, O Lord, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. Blessed be your glorious name, O Lord, which is exalted, which is exalted. Oh, the path of the righteous is like the light of God, it shines brighter, brighter and brighter. Oh, the path of the righteous is like the light of God, it shines brighter, brighter to the full day. Stand up. Bless the Lord your God from everlasting to everlasting. Stand up and bless the Lord your God from everlasting to everlasting. Blessed be your glorious name, O Lord, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. Blessed be your glorious name, O Lord, which is exalted, which is exalted.
Bless the name, Lord.
I'm just going to assume that you guys know the words in this one because it's a good tune.
Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power. Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Oh, nothing is too difficult for thee. Oh, great and mighty God, great in counsel and mighty in deed. Nothing, absolutely nothing. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power. Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Oh, nothing is too difficult for thee. Oh, great and mighty God, great in counsel and mighty in deed. Nothing, absolutely nothing. Nothing is too difficult for thee.
It is a good thing to be faithful to the Lord. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to give praises to thy name, O Most High. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore, with all my heart, for great is thy mercy for me. Thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, with all my heart. And the sea, your river rises up for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always say your name, your lucky name.
could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. And oh, I feel like dancing. It's foolishness, I know. But when the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing now. I could sing of your love forever. 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 Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me. And I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hand. For I will always sing of when your love came down. I could sing of your love forever. 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 I could sing of your love forever.
We can sing of that love because we know that love. Thank you, Jesus.
Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory in his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Let the heavens rejoice and the earth be glad. Let the sea roar with the fullness thereof. Bring an offering and come into his courts. bring an offering and come into his court. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory through his name. Bring an offering and come into his court. Bring an offering and come into his court. For the Lord is great, and great to be praised. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Bring an offering and come into his court. Bring an offering and come into his court. Bring an offering and come into his court. For the Lord is great, and great to be praised. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Bring an offering and come into his court. Bring an offering and come into his court.
Lord's calling us to come into his court. We are this offering. Everything we have.
There is no God like our God. No other name worthy of all our praise. The rock of salvation that cannot be moved has proven itself to be faithful and true. There is no rock, there is no God like God.
Again.
There is no rock, there is no God like our God. No other name worthy of all our praise.
He's the rock of salvation
that cannot be moved.
He's proven himself to be faithful and true.
There is no rock, there is no God like God. Rock of ages, Jesus is the rock. Rock of ages.
Again,
rock of ages, Jesus is the rock.
There is no rock,
there is no God like ours.
There is no rock,
there is no God like our God. No other name worthy of all our praise. The rock of salvation that cannot be moved. He's proven himself to be faithful and true. There's no rock, there is no God like God. Rock of ages, Jesus is the rock. Rock of ages,
yes,
Jesus is the rock.
Sing it to him.
Rock of ages. Jesus, you're my rock, rock of ages. Jesus, you're my rock. There is no rock, there is no God like God.
Amen.
Praise you, man.
Amen. Amen.
Praise.
Praise God. You know, we're going to go to the water here for a little bit. We're going to be the deer that pants for the water, so our soul longs after our Lord. And I think everybody knows this song, so just kind of join in. We don't have the transparency far. It's actually in one of the songs there.
As a deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart,
desire and I long to worship Thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To You alone is my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship You.
I want You more than gold or silver, only You can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. To You alone is my spirit.
And You are my brother, even though You are a king. I love You more than any other, so much more than anything. You
see. Some of you know the song, but there's a lot of things that this is all going to tie in with, and Michael will be up front, and he'll be the one to share with you what the Lord is binding together and what the vision that the Lord has given him last night in the dream. So I do apologize for having to handwrite this and do it in red, but you know what? Red symbolizes the blood and the love of the Lord, and I know it's a little difficult to see, but the Lord is binding us together. And I would just ask during this time that let's just reach out and let's hold hands and let's sing this song and understand that the one next to us, we're being bound to them in love and truth and in the body of Christ. Lord, join the hands together that there's not going to be one hand not held. Thank you, Jesus.
You can reach across the aisle.
Across the aisle. And
you have to stand up.
And if you don't know the verses,
here. Okay.
That's okay. Everybody knows the chorus.
Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together.
By His precious Son, made with the right to be clean, for Jesus the victory has won.
Bind us together, Lord, bind us together with cords that cannot be broken.
Joining together in one body under one roof. Thank you, Jesus. Mike, can you come forward and just share what's going on here this morning? Glenn, go ahead and stay up here if you would.
Good morning. And this is wonderful. This is glorious.
This is beautiful. Yeah.
The Lord, a clap offering. Praise God.
Blessed be. I watched a movie the other day that Joseph in it, and one thing during the whole movie is really kind of funny. Every time somebody said, "Blessed be His name," everybody said, So let's just, blessed be his name.
Blessed be his name!
That's awesome. I mean, you know, during that whole show, it kept cocking up. You know, when somebody says it, you say it. Automatic. Man, there are so many new faces here. That, I mean, this is, we need to get, we're going to start a church directory. And today would be a perfect day to get everybody's name and address. I mean, so can we have somebody volunteer to stand at the door this afternoon with a sheet of paper, and nobody leaves without a name? Here we go. That they can't get a name and a phone number down when they
you
walk
wanna,
out.
You want to stand up
so
and let us see
without
who you are.
And she has to pray for 20 as you walk out the door.
She is standing, believe it or not.
So I've got some.
We'll get you some paper.
I got
you.
I ran off of my stand. We just got a couple messages this morning, but one thing is, see this wooden plaque behind us over here? It says Psalms 103, "Blessed be the Lord, my soul."
That's the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Amen.
That was donated by the Redeemed Writers to the church. They use the church. What night did they use it? First Friday of the month. So, some motorcycle Christians, I guess. They sent us a card, so they just wanted, you know, thank God for the thoughtfulness, thank him for you. And we really appreciate for the bill. So, if it's everybody that know where it came from, so we thank them for blessing us with their presence. Nobody can leave here today without meeting somebody they don't know. So we gotta make, I mean, that's a pledge that everybody's gotta make, to shake the hand of somebody they don't know. There's enough people today that nobody has been here now and then, and so, a quick rundown for the week is,
Even the pastor's got something he don't know.
Okay. Monday nights, 7:30 here. Bud has it, we have church every Monday night. Tuesday, okay, I scribbled all over this. Okay. The first Tuesday of each month, Bud's in Newport. And if somebody wants to tag along, you'd be welcome to tag along with him. Intercession here at 7 o'clock, right?
Intercession is at 7, and I'd just like to interject really quickly. The Tuesday before, I started a 9-step deliverance and walking through and praying through each one. I'm going to repeat that and start with step one, so that everyone in the church that wants an opportunity, if you got some areas in your life, you got generational curses there that you just want to get rid of, that just seems to be lingering, Tuesday night, this coming, will be the one to do it. And I'm telling you, when we did it, you can ask Lois and the others that were here the last time, we did steps one through six, the power of God was so strong on us, it was really difficult. It was really, really good. God moved at intercession. So please come Tuesday night. It's going to be good. It starts at 7 o'clock. Good question.
And she usually gets here about half hour early and gets things, so you're welcome then.
Oh, yeah.
Wednesday, for some reason, I got a blank spot. So somebody's got to figure out something to do on Wednesday. I think that's the only day of the week.
Marcy's got her hand going.
Okay.
All right.
Oh. They can't leave.
Mm-hmm.
Captive
you
audience.
Have a captive audience.
So let's if you have something on Wednesday and that's really on your heart, let's get a hold of Marcy. Let's get a hold of Gene. Let's get a hold of Tom and Kathleen. You know, and they don't have a problem hanging on to you. You know, if you're willing to give your time, they'll put it to you. So, well, there's
Wednesday.
Thursdays, we have Bud's house in the morning at 10 o'clock. They have a Bible study there. And does everybody know where Bud lives? It's that way. So, it's on Highway 99, and it's on Old Fort Road. I keep on saying Old Fort Road.
That's a friend's name of his.
So, the first one on the left, It's just across from Helmick Park. It's about, what, five miles out of Moss. Really easy to find. Lots of parking, lots of good coffee. And then he goes to Love Inc. Now, can people get involved in that, bud? So, you know, okay, well, see, there's another place for Thursday afternoon. What time is that? 1:30, and where do they go? 1164 Madison. Plenty of parking. Okay. And then at 6:30, Bud leaves to go to Corvallis that evening. So if somebody wants to tag along for another session in Corvallis, it starts at 7. He leaves his house about 6:30 for his 27. Okay. Then on Fridays, Paul and Kathleen's at 7:30. They have a Bible study. We have one at our house in Sheridan at 7:30 on Friday. So we're kind of catching all the way across here. And if somebody needs a ride to one, let us know. We'll go get people. There's people that travel. We can get somebody to somewhere. And so that's not even an issue if you say, well, I can't get somewhere. In this church, it's not an issue. There's somebody that's more willing to take somebody somewhere, usually just about to everything. Okay. Then today at Paul and Kathleen's, can we fit this many people in there, Paul?
Oh, sure. Kathleen knows that household. She knows how many can get
everybody's
in
there. Everybody's invited.
Yep. That's right. We've had more than this there.
There's a Valentine's party at his house after church.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a potluck, something. You know, everybody's just a good time to get together. So, and his house is at 3236 Northeast Duncan off of Silverton Road. Out, go to the fairgrounds, you can find Duncan. Pretty easy to get that
number again, is,
you know, or follow the group. Okay, something we did 2 weeks ago, but they didn't show up; they were lazy. Don and Donna here have their 30th wedding anniversary.
Right.
To me, that's something
that's
special.
That's right.
We need to give them a
amen.
You know. So,
yeah.
Is anybody else here have 30 years as a couple? There.
Wow, and his wife. Praise God.
You know? 53? That doesn't qualify. It's too many. So.
No, it does.
I think, you know, we're working on 14.
Hey. Yeah, you know, yeah.
Yeah, this will be 14 this year?
Yeah.
No. 29 counts today.
Today.
Praise God. There
Valentine's
we go.
Valentine's Day. All right.
You know, what do we got back here?
32.
I mean, it's wonderful. I mean, it takes a lot of commitment.
47.
How you doing, Sandy?
This is good.
24.
25 and a half. Do I hear 26?
It's going to be hard to beat this. 53? I mean, that.
Well, we will put you at the head chart so we have a place to aim at.
So, this is. And I think everybody I got a couple more messages, or the church directory started that. But the last message I'm going to leave for after what? Yesterday, Kevin and I and his wife Cece went to the sportsman show. Has anybody been to one of those up in Portland? We walked for 7 hours, didn't know it. Talked to everybody from hunting and fishing from Canada to Africa to Australia. I mean, it's neat talking to the people from around the world. But, you know, you think of it, after spending a day like that, you'd go home and I'm a real big hunter and fisher, so I'd dream about that, but it didn't come out that way. So this is kind of what, and I wasn't tired. I woke up this morning great. I got to thank my wife for typing this out so I can remember it. I woke up this morning, and if anybody had a dream that's so clear, but you don't know what it means, doesn't make sense, you know? You know, but you can sit there and you can remember it. And so many dreams you have that you wake up and you go, what did I dream? You really don't remember. There's the ones that mean something that you remember everything. This is kind of what happened this morning. And this is kind of a witness to it today, the church. And I'll get through this. There was a developer and his associates. They started at a started a development in a valley. There were beautiful low lands and rolling hills. There were beautiful hillside views with trees and grass. Just a really peaceful place to live. As you come into the development, we came across a small creek. The roads were paved, easy access to the development. But as time went on, people found the area and the peacefulness of it. They decided to move in and make it their home. As they did this, more and more roads were paved, more and more houses were built, yards, driveways, which covered the land. But this put a strain on the original culvert system that went underneath the road and began at the beginning of the valley that you had to cross over to get into the peaceful place. So the developers got together to try to fix the existing system, which served us very well. So they commenced trying to fix and patch and do the easiest thing to temporarily solve the problem. But the problem got greater and greater as more people decided to make the valley their home. There was a chance they would have to stop other people from making it their home anymore because the system that we installed could no longer support the demand of the development, which put stress on the land and those living in the land. So the developers started looking for solutions to solve the problem. They got advice from different people, but they were all temporary fixes. Finally, they went to the expert developer, who had a very simple answer. He said, what you did was fine, but is not the problem. The system is just too small to support the needs of the people here and coming into the present development, because you have overwhelmed those beginning needs. The solution the expert of development gave to us what it came down to is, I want to get it straight. The solution the expert of development gave to get a bigger culvert lets the water pass through more freely without backing up into the valley and put a strain on the access of the valley to ease the stress of the people who are worried about the road getting washed out and not being able to get in or continue to grow in a community. And then, you know, I was looking at it, I was hunting yesterday all day, and then here I'm working on this, and it didn't make any sense this morning to me. I was standing in the shower, and I've never asked God before. I said, can you explain this? I mean, it doesn't really make any sense, you know? So this is the interpretation. I mean, it was just as clear as the dream was. And so I was in the shower. I got to write that down, too. I was in the shower, and the water was running over my head. As I was remembering the dream of night, which was so clear in my mind, but it still did not make any sense. So it was put upon my heart just to ask God what it meant. This is what he gave me. The developers are the head of the church. The development is the needs of the church. People felt they wanted to make it their home. The road was the doorway to the church. The culvert was a flow through the road they went and what he wanted us to do and do with the valley. The people are the water which flowed out of the valley, which made this their home there in the valley. It was getting harder and harder to minister in that tight area. The flow was restricted but not stopped. So the Lord, being the master developer, said, get a bigger culvert / church, which would ease the flow of the people coming and going into the valley and ease their hearts, and the valley would grow with peace. You know? But I was sitting here and I said, Lord, there's got to be a scripture with this. And of course, I mean,
God
clear
is faithful. He is faithful.
And this is Isaiah 32:16. Justice will dwell in the desert, and righteousness live in the fertile field. The fruit of righteousness will be peace. The effect of righteousness will be quietness and confidence forever. My people will live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest. Though hail flatters the forest, and a city is leveled completely, how blessed will you be sowing your seed by every stream and letting your cattle and donkeys reign free.
Wow.
You know, it's just almost. Yep. But you know, everything was so clear, and this is just another thing, you know. And Peggy and I were talking this morning about covenant and stuff. We're a member of this body. We're not a group of people. We're a family.
Right.
You know, and there's a difference between a group and a congregation, you know, but when you add the word family, and that's what God's talking about, the righteous, their family in Him, and that's what we are here, and we're busting at the seams. I mean, this thing has grown from a motorhome, the way I understand, to somebody's backyard, to a porch, to a house, to, you know, and we're here, but God has grown it with such solid roots. And that is what I understand, like the valley, when you plant something solid and pure and clean, it holds. Like the seed, the parable, you know, you toss a seed on good ground, it sprouts and it grows. And that's what Bud has done with his church, too. Mm-hmm. And he started with God giving the promise.
Mm-hmm.
No, he'd preach, he'd heal his son. He did that, and Bud's done his promise. Rudd hasn't broken his covenant, and God hasn't broken the covenant with John.
Mm-hmm.
With us. And we've come down, we need to make a covenant with his family.
Yes.
Not just a promise, not just be here. Mm-hmm. That we need to grow. We don't need to grow. We need to make it peaceful here. We're getting tight. We're getting needs. This church, this body, this home, this family has needs. And each and every one of us, you know, when the laundry soap runs out at home, we get more. You know, the next door neighbor needs some, you pass it over there. You know, so we're asking and we're needing. We've got places we're looking at. But we need commitment from the people in the family that are going to help get us a bigger place. We don't want a huge place. We want some place that's about twice the size of this. You know? But we'll grow. You know, we're not looking to expand overnight. And, you know, God never did anything in a rush. He did it with precision, with accuracy, with knowing exactly what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with a lot of prayer. And this church is going, Salem is not too big for this church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this church is going to get too big for Salem. You know, and we're going to move it. And we're over, you know, Rob, how many people we got now that we're touching on the internet? 155,000 people. This ministry is touching through the internet with your testimonies, with you know, just what it's doing is like Rob's putting on there music, and other churches are on this, right, Rob? But we're a part of that. So, that's our internet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's us touching. And with so much garbage on there, there's so many of us, we can overwhelm the garbage. Right. And that's what we've got to do. You know? So, yeah. And, you know, like Mike here, he's in politics. That's a field in itself that Christians need to get into. That
right.
He fights the
Amen.
Battle. I've talked to him.
Amen.
And I wouldn't want his job. You know? He deals with a lot of people. I mean, that aren't sometimes on his side, I don't think. You know, so, but being his, you know, a good Christian, he's got all of us behind him. You know, and as long as he's looking that way, he's got support. And that's what it's going to take. And that's what it's going to take to start right here to go to the presidency of the United States, which rules us. Yes, Tom? Isaiah 54:2. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
what you said made me think of this. Isaiah 54:2. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed. Neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shall remember the reproach of thy widowhood, and shall not remember the reproach of thy widowhood any more. For thy Maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called.
Blessed be his name.
I didn't hear anything,
blessed
guys.
Blessed be his name, I said.
I mean,
you're
right. We're locking here. That is what it is, though, Tom. That is what it is.
God is good.